Welcome to the Parents Place podcast with Hillary and Jen.
Welcome to the Parents Place podcast. So we are excited to share some information with you today. In our show notes, we'll go ahead and share this this video that we're going to discuss, but it's all about setting up a new year theme, whether that theme be for yourself individually as a family unit. But I love this idea because I know that we've joked recently, Jen and I, about how, you know, you get to January and you get to New Year's resolution time. And I know that there are some people that just love that time of the year, right? Mm-hmm. Give me all the goals. And then there are some of us that are like, I know for my sister, she's like, she always says, I don't ever make goals because they never last, right? And I think there's a lot of people that feel that same way. What's the point, right? Mm-hmm. What's the point in making those goals? Because they're short-lived. And within a few weeks or maybe even days, I'm back to my old self. Mm-hmm. And so I like this idea because it's, I think, revamping the way that we think about goal setting and we think about January in general. So tell us a little bit about what's in this video, Jen.
First, it starts off with, you know, SMART goals are good, but there's a time and a place for those. And for the new year, that's not always the greatest thing. Like, I know what a SMART goal is, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit down and write one for myself unless I have to do it. And work is more of an appropriate place to do that.
Yeah.
But it talks about that theme. So taking one word that makes sense to you and applying it to the whole year. So an example that they gave was, I want to read more.
Yes.
Okay. So that doesn't mean you have to read a book every day or every week. You just want to read more. So you start a book and it may be taking you a little bit longer than what you thought, but that's okay. But also, well, life gets really busy and I can't read anymore. So maybe we switch to listening to books as we're in the car or doing chores or whatever, because we're still getting the book. We're still getting that information, whatever type we want, but it's just in a different form. And I really like that because then it's not like, oh, I failed. I didn't read a book, but yeah, I'm still listening to a book. And that's what I've wanted to do.
No, and I think that that's good because I think so often, like I said, SMART goals have a time and a place and are appropriate in a lot of different settings. But I think when we set a goal and for whatever reason, let's say the goal is to exercise 3 times in the week, right? And let's say we don't do it in that week. I think there's many people that are like, well, dang it. Didn't do that this week, right? Bag that goal. And so while it's nice to have a number and a specific measurable, you know, component, I think sometimes if we don't hit that, then it's like, well, toss that bad boy out the window. So this keeps it a little bit more open so that we have a little bit more grace if we don't quite get to it the way that we thought we were going to get to it.
Yeah. He talks about the exercise thing and how maybe we should reframe it to, I want to be healthy for the year. So if that means going to the gym or taking walks, or I'm too busy to do either one of those things this week, but I'm going to take the stairs at work.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to park a little bit further away from the grocery store doors. But then he also talks about how sometimes help things come up and we can't do those things. So let's say we broke an arm or a leg or we had to have surgery on our knee. And we can't really do those things, but we still need to find a way to recoup from whatever that was. And that is still being focusing on our health.
Yeah.
And I really liked that as well.
I think that this is a powerful idea because I mean, and we've discussed this in many of our podcasts, but it's taking us back to our why. Like, why are we doing what we're doing? Because like you said, I think so many times people set a resolution of, I'm going to exercise more, you know, or I'm going to go to the gym 3 times, or I'm going to read a book a month, or this or this or that. And so I think it's taking that next step, or maybe even taking a step back to say, why is exercising so important to me? Like, mm-hmm. why do I want that to be a focus in my life right now? Because you're right. I think that then if we can recognize why this needs to be a driving force in our life, we can say, well, I really want to get healthier for my kids. Yeah. And so these are some of the things that I can do in my life in order to do that. So like you said, it's not just the gym, but maybe we're going to, you know, maybe when I cook this particular meal, I'm going to add some vegetables to it so that I can help my kids pass, you know, so I can pass on those healthy habits to my kids. Or, you know, let's go for a family walk today, because instead of watching this movie, we should get outside. It's a nice sunny day. But I like how it just kind of takes you back to this idea of, mm-hmm. why is this such an important value for me to instill right now? I think that's really cool.
And you're a lot less likely to fail, mm-hmm. because you can switch it up throughout the year.
Yeah.
Like you talked about being more novel, going to more novelty places or doing novelty things, and how that changed throughout the year. What did that look like in the beginning to what it looked like at the end was very different, but it was still him doing and trying new things.
Yeah. Dude, this is such a fun, intriguing idea. I do. I love it, because I think that, I mean, we all know when we're changing a habit, A, it's hard. And B, if we get to the point where it's not fun anymore, right? We tend to let it go. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's powerful. I just keep going back to the exercising one, right? I'm going to the gym, and those first few weeks, it's fun because it's new. Mm-hmm. But after a while, right, as we're developing the habit, sometimes the gym starts to feel a little bit mundane. And so instead of just saying, bag the gym, we say to ourselves, okay, what can we do to keep this fun, right? Mm-hmm. To stay engaged. Yeah. And so instead of going to the gym like I have been doing for the past 2 months, maybe I start walking with a friend, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's cool, because I think so often, I think that's the problem for me, is that I like to spice things up every once in a while. Like, I hate just doing the same thing day in and day out. And mm-hmm. so being able to make an adjustment, that's cool. I like that a lot.
He even challenges at the end, you know, yes, we're talking about the year, and let's practice it that way. But then maybe we can take it down to, we make a new theme every quarter. Mm-hmm. So it's different throughout the year, but mm-hmm. we're always working towards something that we want. And it could be any word that you want. Like, I think about you, Hillary, and it could be color. Yeah. And because there was one point to where you were trying to implement more color into your wardrobe.
Yes. I was like, you remember that? I remember that was one of my most favorite goals that I ever made.
Yeah. Because I think of myself, I'm like, I need to add more color, because I'm a brown, black, and gray.
But you're right. I think I set the goal of, I'm a neutral person. I think most of us are, like, unless we're really bold with our fashion sense. But I remember looking in my closet and thinking, blues, grays, blacks, browns. And I said to myself, Hillary, you got to add some more color to your wardrobe. So I made the goal for the year that, like, next time you buy yourself some article of clothing, pick a color outside of that neutral zone, something that you wouldn't normally pick. Mm-hmm. And that was probably one of my most fun goals I ever set for myself. But I like the idea of, instead of just sticking to, because I don't go clothes shopping very often, I'll be honest mm-hmm. with you. So instead of just sticking to the clothes, add color, right? Or variety to your life, which could include, let's try new restaurants that we mm-hmm. don't normally try. Or let's pick a genre on Netflix, like, that we don't usually watch. You know, we tend to stick to mysteries and comedies. Let's watch a documentary tonight. So I like that idea that it can go beyond, like in all sorts of different realms of our life. That's fun.
Yeah. I had someone challenge me here at work to buy something that's a little more flashy for clothes because I'm a very conservative. And so I remember she said, okay, on Monday, we're going to come and have something a little bit more flashy. Mm-hmm. And so my flashy was I added, or I didn't add, but I bought a shirt that had little rhinestones that looked like diamonds on it. And I'm like, okay, it was still gray, but it had the little embellishments. But then I got brave and I asked for a pair of shoes for my birthday because I love the Wizard of Oz and I love glitter. So I asked for a pair of tennis shoes that were red glittered. So they're sparkly. And I got them for my birthday and I love wearing them. They make me smile every time I put them on.
That's awesome. See, but I like that because I think so often when we make these New Year's goals, we tend to go real big. Like I'm going to go from not exercising at all to exercising 5 days a week.
Yeah.
I'm going to go from eating all the holiday crap that I just spent the last 2 months eating to only fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, like, we are shooting ourselves in the foot by doing something like that. Mm-hmm. So I like this idea because it's really easy to incorporate small things. Like, I'm not going to come to the office. I'm not going to wear to the office a pink, hot pink jumpsuit. But what I can do is I can pick a gray sweatshirt with a few rhinestones because that's a start, right? And then I'm going to build up from there. So starting small, I think, is a smart thing to do when it comes to these things.
I just feel like this is a lot more fun to do it this way than a smart goal.
And so. I love the idea of sitting down with your family, like as a whole, and saying, all right, guys, kids, give me all your thoughts. Let's pick the word for the year, right? Something that we're going to work on all year long. And then maybe addressing that word at your, at your family dinners or your family team meetings, whatever time you have where you come together as a family to say, all right, what have we done the past few weeks, right? Are there any new things that we can incorporate, right? Like, let's make adjustments to this word and tell me how things are going. So I love the idea of having kind of this common mission that we can have together to help build that
mission of fun.
And maybe that's the word, right? Maybe we've decided over time that our family, we spend a lot of time independently and we don't spend a lot of time together as a family. So maybe that's the theme is fun. And we make a goal till we have more fun together as a family, whether that be actually talking to each other at the dinner table, right? And maybe we incorporate a few family activities or maybe we plan a vacation during the summer. Like, there's lots of things you could do with that. Yeah. That's cool. Very cool. I love it. I like this. I love New Year's resolutions and I love goals, but I am not good at it. I'm not. And so I like this idea. I really do. I'm going to work on this for the year.
Well, I'm excited to hear what your theme is then once you figure it out.
I know. I've got to decide now, though. That's cool.
All right. Well, hopefully this was helpful for you and it's a little bit easier and a little bit more positive than, feeling like we're going to fail at a SMART goal. And this can help us kind of get out of our comfort zone, take care of ourselves. In whatever way we feel like that is needed. Well, thank you for coming and listening today. We hope that you had great holidays and that you had a lot of fun. And we wish you all the best in the upcoming year. Remember to be patient and kind with yourselves, and we will see you back here next week. Thank you for listening to the Parents Place podcast. If you would like to reach us, you can at parents@thefamilyplaceutah.org, or you can reach Jen on Facebook, jendaly-thefamilyplace. Please check out our show notes for any additional information. Our website is thefamilyplaceutah.org if you're interested in any of our upcoming virtual classes. We'd love to see you there.